This week's episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers rents premium strollers in the Orlando area. Whether it be a single, double, or special needs, they can help you out. Kingdom Strollers is also Disney approved, which means they can deliver directly to your hotel and pick it up when you're done. The next time you're headed to the Orlando area, don't pay extra to fly with your stroller. Save that room in your trunk for those extra pair of tennis shoes you'll know you'll need. Contact our friends over at Kingdom Strollers at www.kingdomstrollers.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Good evening. Welcome to show 151 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. We are so glad that you're here with us tonight. We have Jennifer from The Delightful Life. Hi, Jen. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you? We have a good group on tonight. We're only missing, you know, one or two of our favorites.
I know.
Happy to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. I love when we get to be on together. So.
Yeah.
Girl power. Yay.
It's like, yeah, we have as many girls as we do guys tonight.
I know. And we also have Edward. Hi, Edward. How are you tonight?
Good, Charlotte. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Thanks so much for being here. And, of course, we can't leave Jimmy out. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello. How's everybody doing? I'm so glad to be here. I don't think I've talked to Jen, I mean, other than, like, on Facebook Messenger in quite some time.
Yeah, we have not done a show together in ages.
Yeah. So, 17 days to go.
Yay!
Nice. Very nice.
We have 22.
Yeah, I was thinking 21 for me, so.
24.
Awesome.
But we're missing Sam tonight. Sam, travel safely. We'll see you next time. So, Ed, tell us what we are going to be talking about tonight, because I know that you have come up with something awesome.
Well, I hope it's awesome, Charlotte. And basically, the idea for this week came about last week. If you remember on show number 150, we did the Wheel of Attractions. Or one of the things the wheel landed on was the steamboat over in Liberty Square.
Oh, right.
And we were talking about so many great photography options or different pictures you can take while you're on the steamboat. And that kind of basically led to the conversation about different places around the Magic Kingdom you can get great pictures. Now, as we discussed it a little more, we decided to stay away from those standard pictures that everybody takes. So you're probably not going to hear us talk about the partner statue or the regular picture in front of the castle, maybe down Main Street. But you're going to hear about a couple other good locations, places that we really, really like to try to get different pictures from at different times of the day, and some great family pictures as our kids and family members are growing up. So it's great to take pictures in front of things that don't change while we do.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I tell you what, we're going to kind of go back and forth between ourselves and bring up some of our favorite spots, and we'll talk about it a little bit. I want you guys to keep track because we want to hear from you, because we want to talk about your favorite picture locations next week. Okay, so who wants to start it off this week, guys?
Yeah, so I was trying to think. Obviously, we are going away from your in front of the castle with the partner statue, or maybe even some other ones. I don't want to step on any toes, because I don't know what, you know, everyone thinks is unique versus common. So I'm trying to think of which one I'd like to start with. I think I will go, and this is I'm going to go a little spin here. That Ed, we were talking offline, and you said the same thing. I would like to actually know. I'm going to tell you mine, and I would like to know your non-Main Street USA, straight down the middle with partners statue in front of it, great castle shots. Because if somebody listening has not taken a chance to look, 360 degrees around the castle. It is just breathtakingly beautiful. The back might be more beautiful than the front, and you can just get some really incredible shots. I have a couple, but I'm going to skip one because I think somebody else might do it. I'm going to say along, if you're facing the castle going down Main Street, and you go to the left, kind of that where I think it is or was a smoking area. There's like the little well thing that sticks off the side, not the Cinderella castle, or not the Cinderella crown
wishing well,
but yeah, on the other side of it, on the left side, you kind of have to get either a wide angle lens or just some details in your shot. You're kind of shooting up from the base of the castle, but it's really beautiful because the detail is just spectacular on every inch of that surface. So that's one of my favorite spots that I think is pretty overlooked. And we also talked a little bit ahead of time about how, unless you're going for artsy, you're a photographer, you love composing a shot, maybe it's not ideal to just have like landscapes in a picture, but I think this is still a good shot. This is actually a decent place for like your selfies because you're getting like straight up with the castle behind you. So that is one of my favorite overlooked castle shots. I don't even really, you guys can come back around again, but I'd like to hear your spots for the castle that's not straight on.
So just to clarify what you're talking about the pathway that goes kind of from the little Sleepy Hollow food stand,
yes,
where the
yes,
Fruit
before,
Loops
yeah.
waffle is. That,
yes.
The seating area is right there in that path. You're right. It used to be a smoking area. And
yeah.
I agree wholeheartedly with that. And I would say the opposite is probably true as well. Where when you're coming from the other side, coming from like by the Mad Tea Party, up that little other pathway that comes on the other side, where Merida is, you can get some really, really good shots. You can get some really good sunset shots.
Yeah,
you sure can.
Absolutely.
So that's probably mine. That's kind of just a little different.
My favorite castle shot is actually going. Usually, it's in a different land. So I get a castle shot maybe from the People Mover or from the, is that Astro Orbiter?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or Swiss Family Treehouse. I will climb all the way up to the top. Mm-hmm. If the light is right, I am going to the top because through the trees, it frames the castle so beautifully.
Yeah.
It is just stunning. And every so often, one of those pictures will pop up on my screensaver. And I went, oh, my goodness, I should print that because I remember climbing up to get it. And those are my favorite castle shots other than now I do sometimes go for artsy. I love really to get really up close to the castle and then zoom, like aim up.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to get the clock or to find details of things and not the whole castle. So I'm honing in on one specific thing of the castle and really getting fine detail with that. And I like those.
Awesome. Very cool. My castle shot is near the Sleepy Hollow restaurant also. And it was actually the location we had our first ever group podcast shot. It was Sam, myself, Jimmy, and Chris, the photographer from Disney World. And we all took a picture right where the bridge crossing over from the hub comes up to Liberty Square.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sleepy Hollow restaurant, there's this little flat area that is right underneath the castle. And that's always a great shot. You take pictures of people in front of. What's cool about that location, too, is it's a great place to watch the parade from and take pictures of the parade with the castle behind it as it changes colors at night, during a nighttime parade. Because the castle, as the parade goes on and as even after the fireworks, while everybody's walking out, starts changing colors. So it goes through the different rainbow colors, and it's really cool getting all those different pictures as the colors change. Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that is actually hands down 100% my favorite spot. But I thought somebody else might do it. I love that because of all the things you said. And also, I think that my favorite shots come from there of the castle. And yes, Jimmy, I still take like 50 pictures of the castle every time I go. Thankfully, you know, with digital, we don't have to keep them all. If they're bad or I get back and I'm like, wow, I literally took 10 of the same angle. Every day I was there, I took the same picture apparently. You know, you pick the one with the best lighting. But I love that angle because the shots that you can get there, if you don't have the parade or Sleepy Hollow or a bunch of people, maybe even if you have your own family or friends or with no people in it, it truly looks like you're in some glen somewhere with a couple of trees and a moat and a castle. And it's the pictures there look like you are stumbling upon a castle in a fantasy world and not at a theme park. So I think you can get some incredible shots there. I love that one.
Yeah, definitely.
I love when I see wedding photographers that have used that for the Disney Fine Arts photography people and they post those, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that doesn't even look like it could be a theme park. It is the most stunning, stunning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great location.
You know, Charlotte kind of mentioned, you know, just some shots from the People Mover, and last week we talked about just the different shots you can get from the Liberty Bell paddle boat, but I feel the same way about the People Mover. There's some great shots of the Astro Orbiter that you can get from there. You can also frame those if you catch them right when you're in a turn. You can catch the person across from you in one of those backgrounds.
Right. When you are on the People Mover going around above Stitch, as you take that first turn, you have the castle on your left right there. That's a perfect opportunity.
So if you scoot yourself, if you're moving forward and you scoot yourself all the way to the right and the person that's with you scoots all the way to the left, you could probably frame that shot where you catch them right in the with the castle in the background.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
And one of the great things about shooting in the People Mover is it's so different depending on the time of day. I love to be on the People Mover when it's dusk and the sky is starting to light up, but all of the wonderful lights of Tomorrowland are on, and it just is so vivid. That is just such a vivid land, and I love the colors of it. They just come out so well in photography, and I love to see I really will be shooting on the People Mover almost the entire time we're moving because I'm just so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy. But and I love when he says, do you want to go again? I'm like, yes, please.
Especially if you're there at sunset, man. 5 minutes in a sunset makes a huge difference.
Huge difference.
Oh, definitely. Now, last time we were lucky enough to watch the fireworks from the People Mover, and that was really cool. Now, when you go over the Speedway was the best spot because everything was going off right there, and that was perfectly framed right toward the castle and behind it.
Very cool.
The People Mover is just such a fantastic attraction. It brings so much to the table.
It's not a Disney vacation if I have not ridden the People Mover multiple times.
Oh, no doubt. Now, and I tell you what, Jimmy brought up a point about the castle from the People Mover. There are some other shots of the castle that are outside the park I actually don't mind trying every time we go down. One of them's from the ferry boat as we're coming around. You kind of come around that one area by the Polynesian, and then all of a sudden Magic Kingdom's in front of you. Also from the parking lot, believe it or not, from the Ticket and Transportation Center, before you get on the monorail, you could see into the park from there, too.
Absolutely.
Oh, and since you brought it up, Ed, there's some great firework shots of the castle you can get from top of the
Bay
world.
Bay Lake Tower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Before Bay Lake Tower was built, I would go, and I wouldn't have a California Girl reservation, so I would go to, like, the outside stairwell of the Contemporary to take pictures. That was like the best you could do. Now Bay Lake Tower is even better, but it's always been, the Contemporary has always been a great spot, as well as, you know, the Polynesian Beach if you're talking fireworks with the castle in the background. So any of the monorail hotels can provide a really, or even like the ride from the ferry is one of my favorite shots as well of the castle as you kind of approach Magic Kingdom. So
I think that's has a lot to do with just kind of memories too, you know, like,
yeah,
my first memories of seeing the castle was probably from that ferry. So when you get on that ferry and you kind of go through that little pass and clear the islands and you see that first image, I mean, it's pretty awesome.
Well, not only your first, but I can remember very clearly that's, you know, my kids' first as well, cuz
sure.
We always drive, so we'll be at the TTC, and you know, they might know we're going and they might kind of have anticipated it or even planned with us. But when you're going on this boat and, you know, kids aren't totally focused in the right spot all the time, and then they happen to notice, they're like, oh my gosh, really, that's a castle right there, and we're going there. And yeah, it's really special.
Absolutely.
Awesome. One of my favorite shots is often coming up from the Fort Wilderness boat, and I love to try to get like triple the amount of transportation in one shot with the castle in the background. So
fun.
I have gotten a few shots that have the monorail, the big ferry boat, the train, and the castle all at the same time. And it's actually been my Facebook cover a few times because I just am so amazed that I got so much in one shot. And so I love that shot when I come in to park, you know, when we dock on the Fort Wilderness boat. I love that because it's so just everything is there and you see Main Street and the castle is off in the distance and it just is so like inviting. You just want to, when you take that picture, it's one that you like feel like you can step right into.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Now, a location that I like for pictures, and we try to do this every year. Now, this is one of those type of things that we keep trying to take a pictures with the kids in front of. Yeah. And as they grow up, you kind of see the kids growing up while the thing stays the same. And we've been doing that in front of the Haunted Mansion gate, basically. Mm-hmm. But that could be done anywhere. And that's basically more of a family picture of what you want to do. I forget the reason why we took the picture one day. I think we were just walking past and we saw, we just wanted to take a picture. And so that's something we try to do. We have a place in each park. We even have a place in downtown Disney or Disney Springs that we do that all the time. And, you know, we try to. Now, one of the things we were a little bummed out about was that one of the things in the Magic Kingdom we had always used as a growth measure was who's the guy from Lilo and Stitch, the blue alien that had the really, really high voice, Blinky?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So he used to be in Tomorrowland, just sitting there with his luggage, and we had probably 3 or 4 years of pictures with him as they were growing up, and then they eventually took him out. So we're a little bummed in that way.
We have the same. I literally, I'm pretty sure that I actually cried the first time we went, and I still get bummed out when we went to Disney World and Toontown was gone because we had pictures of my daughters on Minnie's couch from the time they were 9 months old. We have probably 7 pictures of them in a row, and then I don't know, they were, you know, 3 or 4, and then it was gone. It was just gone. And so when we go to Disneyland, we get kind of the same, she has, you know, different decor in her West Coast house, but still a similarly shaped couch, and so we'll get one of those. But that's every few years, so we were totally bummed by that. But that's a good idea. Like, my friend also has one in the, that used to get it in the Dumbo vehicle that was out front, and now they have one out there specifically for pictures. So obviously that was a popular choice, too.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I always use the Cigar Store Indian. He is our growth measure.
He was back out last time I was there.
And they moved him back around a few times because, you know, he was over.
Wasn't he by the shooting gallery?
Yeah. I will say that he has either transport ability or that he has a twin because I saw him on Main Street and I was surprised to see him. This was like a week or two ago when I was there for a couple of days. And he was on Main Street and then I got to Frontierland and he was there again. So he either walks faster than me. Or has a twin.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so you might have 2 opportunities to get a picture.
There's those little things.
Mm-hmm. Sneaky, sneaky. I'll have to look. We'll have to look for that next time. But yes, that's our growth measure, and I hope they do not take that away for a long time because now I have a grandbaby to do growth measure with.
Yes.
Yay.
Oh, very cool. Nice.
Here's another one that's kind of a landscape thing, but it's so beautiful, and I think a lot of people don't think about it, is for a long time, every trip, we always ended our trip in Magic Kingdom, and as we walked out for the last night of that stay, my wife would always take a picture of the train station leaving, and it is just so beautiful at night, especially during the fall. They set up all the pumpkins kind of over the little corridors that you walk out of.
I love how they twinkle.
Yeah, it's really, the train station is so beautiful, especially leaving, and I don't think it gets enough credit.
No, I agree.
You just walk quickly under it and move on, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but it is very
pretty. Figure at that time of the day, everybody's trudging around anyway.
Right, they're just looking to get out, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Continuing with the theme of the train station, the last time we were there for fall, it was kind of right at dusk. And we were leaving because there was a Halloween party that night. And when we left to the right, and we had to walk across the front of the train station. Mm-hmm. and it was all kind of lit up and foggy, like they had the fog machines going because for the Halloween party, and it was such an interesting view. So I know a lot of people take pictures of the train station and from the front with the, you know, with the Mickey in the garden and all that, but for the Halloween party, it looked extra eerie and kind of suited the mood.
That's neat. You know, we were talking about the castle last time, and I was so enamored with the shot where you feel like you're transported somewhere else. And so one of the other ones, I think, and typically it either has to be a slow day or you have a reservation, but I think if you're heading across from New Fantasyland into Be Our Guest and you stop on the bridge there where there used to be, like, long lineups for reservations and for meals, and you kind of turn back with Fantasyland as your background, or the Beast Castle, or even the restaurant, as long as you know you don't get any signage, and you have a picture of your family there, I think that it truly feels like you are just, you're just, that's where you live, in this wonderful New Fantasyland place. And I think you feel those pictures capture how immersive that area feels, which I think is really neat.
I agree, because those
agree.
Yeah, when you're taking pictures there, you can take a picture and not get anything else in the shot. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite spots right there is when you walk in toward Be Our Guest on the left-hand side, they got to kind of get that, I guess it's mountains, but there's like a waterfall that comes down right there, and it is so gorgeous right there.
That whole area, I think they did so well putting those walls up strategically placed in certain ways. I mean, that you can use them to kind of block people out of your shot,
absolutely.
And I think that's so fantastic.
Yeah. Charlie, right, so you had one? Yeah,
I have this. I love to take pictures of Main Street. Mm-hmm. So if I am on the castle, and one of my favorite shots is to be at the castle in the tunnel, but look back out at Main Street and to get the shot of Main Street that way. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I can get, I've had my daughters, like, they'll be coming, I'll see their silhouette out there, and they're holding hands, and they have their Mickey ears on or whatever, and it looks like they're looking out into the distance of Main Street. That's one of my favorite shots. I just think, I can't wait to do it again. Huh. I'm always recreating that shot, because every time I feel like, oh, that's even better than last time.
Yeah.
Right.
That's so
right.
Funny that you mentioned standing under the tunnel. I think that's a key, maybe. No, maybe it was just me. I was this when I went down for a GVC event, I brought one lens because it was a very, very quick trip. We're talking less than 2 days, and I brought my camera with one lens, and I hemmed and hawed over which one to bring. And so I was, you know, kind of walking around by myself, and I thought, you know, it's so neat to see Walt standing, like, looking over Main Street if you're at the back side of the partner statue, kind of where you're shooting from. And I, you know, I got all geeky and sentimental and thinking, like, what would he think if he was standing here looking at all these families? And yes, I'm like super nerdy, but it was just really a special moment. So I was going to take a picture of it, and I realized where I had to stand, and I took one, but it just looked like I was taking a picture of Walt's butt. Like, that's exactly what it looked like. I'm like, this is so super awkward. I'm just going to snap this really fast and probably do nothing with it, because it just, I'm like, yeah. So standing back into the tunnel is a great place for that shot.
Yeah,
the composition's a little off when you're right behind him.
Absolutely. You get the nice look. And then Walt is also the silhouette. So yeah. I have my daughters in the foreground and him in the background and Main Street in the further background. It really, get in the tunnel, take the picture there. You're going to be so surprised. And make sure you talk to Brett, the security guy, because he is a fantastic guy. Hey, Brett. Hope you're listening.
Uh-huh.
He is the... His Instagram is Guy Behind the Castle, and he is so fantastic. Every single time I have been in the park and he has been there, we have interacted, and he's one of those security guys that lets you stick around to take that last picture before they usher you out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so thanks, Brett.
I think I'm going to go for the action picture category, meaning a picture I like to try to get on the attractions. And this one's one that I like to get on Splash Mountain. So if I'm not watching the fireworks, I try to like to get on some rides where I can see the fireworks while I'm on the ride. Big Thunder is a good one. And Splash Mountain's a good one also. So the picture I like, and I think it's an awesome picture if you get it right, is just as you're coming out of the mountain before you go down the big hill. course, it's a little dangerous because you're going down the hill and you're going to get wet. But out of a couple times taking it, we've lucked out a couple different times. One time we had the moon in it with the castle and in the fireworks, and another time we just had some fireworks in the sky. You know, most of the times it's going to be all blurry, but once we get that picture right, it's a really good one.
That is just right before that is probably – that's like my favorite hidden Mickey is the big profile of Mickey when you're coming out of that tunnel. Mm-hmm. So that's one of my favorite pictures no matter, you know, just – no matter fireworks or not, I think that hidden Mickey is so cool. That's a great photo anytime.
And that's another whole category, Jimmy, as far as hidden Mickeys go, because taking pictures of hidden Mickeys, that's just second nature.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
And hidden Mickeys that go away is the next best picture, because we've seen hidden Mickeys in some places for so long that if they do go away, that stands out as much as a new one.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. When they're missing,
so,
you notice as much.
Ed, do you have any tips on getting in that spot, or was it just luck for you? Because I feel like I wouldn't have any idea how to time that. Because unlike the TTA, when you have like a small but much larger span of time that you might catch the castle, that view on Splash is pretty quick. It comes and goes, so that's really
true.
Cool.
But you are outside the mountain a couple different times as you're going around in front of it, mm-hmm. as you're waiting to get back inside. So you do have a couple opportunities, but unfortunately, it is luck. And what you're relying on is the line is going to be short because everybody's watching the fireworks. And if that's the case, we've done it a couple times during the fireworks show where we've ridden it twice. It's probably about the best you can do because it is kind of a little bit long.
The fireworks show is long, which is nice. You have a couple of you can catch like a range of it, you know.
Right.
And what about when it's really busy though? Because a lot of times when it's really busy, that your car will like roll up to the top of the hill, your boat or whatever, will roll up to the top of the hill and pause there for a minute to let you know before it drops you.
Very true.
That might give you an opportunity as well.
Yeah, super lucky.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, now Jimmy brought up another great point as far as some great pictures we've gotten at Disney World is when your attraction stops. If you're on somewhere really good and your ride stops and you're stuck there for a couple minutes, you get some really good pictures.
I laugh because when I went to Disneyland and I was telling you guys about at the day that we were like evacuated from Indiana Jones because it was down and the lights were on and we're like driving through really slowly and Sam's like, "You got video, tell me you got video." I'm like, it never crossed my mind, Sam. I'm really sorry. Like, it just never did. But yeah, I'm with you. Photos, if I'm not on Buzz trying to just rack up my score because we're stopped, then photos are a great choice. But for whatever reason, I think because we were stopped so long, it never crossed my mind. And I'm not sure that Sam's forgiven me yet for that.
talking about that, we got stuck on Pirates, right in that last run before the little jail, the jail scene with the dog. But they got to the point where they turned on the lights and turned off the music, but all the animatronics were still working. So it was really creepy. So all I could think of was like Kingdom Keepers, like because it was really creepy. You could hear the like the actuators and all in the animatronics because
really
there's no music and their mouths are moving and it was really kind of eerie, to be honest.
All right, who's up? Do we have any more good ones?
I mean, I think we'd be missing the boat if we hadn't. Well, it's a couple of things. So I think the Sword in the Stone.
Yeah.
Is that just a common one? You think that's...
Well, I feel like it's common probably for our audience, but maybe... Yeah, I bet at the same time
everybody.
A lot of people walk right by it. Yeah.
It's not the obligatory castle shot, right?
Right, I agree.
And that's one that's interactive. So you get other people involved. Another thing is, you know what? Man, I'm such a huge fan of Memory Maker, and now with Annual Pass, I get all those pictures.
Yeah.
Included, so that's fantastic. But even before that, we always bought Memory Maker. So I don't want to discount that because they're always changing things up to do different shots. The last time we were all there together, me, my wife, John, and Ed were walking by Pirates and, stopped and got a picture, and they had us act like a pirate. So those shots are great. Not even plus the magic shots that they add stuff to. So those are really cool. So I don't want to discount. I think they do a great job with the Memory Maker. I think it's such a great value.
Sure,
absolutely.
That's a good point. I agree. Even before, we didn't buy it every time. We actually kind of felt like Because, I mean, to be honest, they have great cameras, they take some great shots, but they're limited in certain situations. Some of them are better photographers than others. They're not all professionals. I mean, I guess they are technically professionals. They're not all professionally trained, but so we would kind of be a little bit jaded by that, and I would, you know, want more creative control. And at one point, I feel like there just weren't very many PhotoPass photographers, but more and more, if you buy Memory Maker or if you have now Annual Pass that includes it, you can make it worthwhile. Like, we have come back with 400 pictures from our family alone. And you've got to find, I mean, even if you only find 50 or 100, that's a pretty low percentage, but a lot of great pictures. And this last time I was there, I saw PhotoPass photographers in the Grand Floridian. And I'm not sure if that's both in the Villas lobby and the regular lobby. I don't know if that's a Grand Floridian thing. I've been there, but I've not stayed there before this trip. And I've never seen PhotoPass photographers just taking pictures in the lobby. But the hotels are gorgeous. So if you can just get a few pictures on the beach, Club Beach, or, I mean, if they start adding things like that, I can't imagine why Memory Maker wouldn't be worth it for just about everybody.
Well, right. Just the ride photos.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're like $17 a piece, so it doesn't take a whole lot of them. Now, if you have the video mix, you get videos. You get videos on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Tower of Terror.
Well, tell me this now. Have you guys ridden the new Frozen ride yet? Anybody?
No.
Jen?
No, I did not.
Oh, well, one of the things I couldn't figure out is where you picked up the pictures that they took of you on the ride. It did end up on the band eventually. But, yeah, there was no, like, kiosk or I couldn't find
it.
Where you would just buy them.
Yeah,
so that was kind of an odd
thing. I think you would have to buy it via My Disney Experience app.
Interesting. Yeah.
Right.
Lots of changes, but mostly positive, I think, for that. Yeah, I agree, Jimmy. It's really – and if you have kids that see characters, it is always worth it because they get
sure. –
not always. Some of them will wait, and this is the same we've seen on the cruise. Some of them will stand around, do nothing, or talk or whatever, and, like, miss incredible moments, which is fine. Have your camera. Get your own moments. It's great. But some of them are taking so many pictures that they get – not just the cheesy, like, grin on, like, my kids that can't take great pictures standing there with the character, but they get the hugs and the laughing and the, you know, the tickling and all the things that happen those few moments before they pose.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite pictures ever, all the time. So
lately
definitely
agree.
Worth looking into. So.
And another thing is that now they're going to be doing, and I don't know if there's any yet, but eventually there will be spots that you can do photo pass pictures without a photographer there.
I think there are. I didn't find any myself. We actually have local theme parks that have that. They have, like, these, they're like selfie spots is what they'll call them, and you, like, activate it with your card, and then they take pictures when you stand on a certain spot. And then in Disneyland for the 60th, they had similar things where you could take pictures with the big postcards and kind of sight gags. And but I was told by somebody that they did have those already. She was kind of explaining where there are PhotoPass things and, you know, explaining the options and mentioned that there are some. But I did not experience that myself yet. So super close, if not there already.
That's cool. I mean, I think it's a good idea. I hope that it does. I hope that they use restraint with that idea and
yes. It
doesn't get so far where they're replacing PhotoPass photographers, because those things, you know, like you were just saying, the moments that photographer catches – that automatic thing is not going to catch that. But for the standard, hey, let's stand in front of the castle or do take this picture from this perspective, you know, you probably don't need a person there.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I agree. And I guess I'll throw another one in that's not really it's not a spot, actually, but it kind of goes on the heels of this characters and moments. And Jimmy, and you were talking about earlier the, you know, seeing the castle for the first time in these memories. Some of our other favorites are if you have a kid – I mean, or an adult, but especially a kid who is dressed up as a character, to do, like, a little photo shoot or get a good shot on their, like, themed attraction. This is true for any park. But if you have a little girl dressed as Alice and you get shots on or near the Mad Tea Party, or you have Belle by her cottage, those are so magical for the kids, and then you
That's
get
awesome.
Some beautiful shots. It's just really fun to think. And if you think about it, pretty much every character that most kids dress up as, even kind of more obscure ones, you can find some sort of reference or a background that seems kind of appropriate. And you can get some, like, just some really incredible themed shots of your kids, you know, playing in this area that seems very native to whoever they are being in the moment, which is really, I love that. I love that
That's
part of it. So.
Fantastic idea. As a matter of fact, I think for this trip coming, we should all kind of Disney bound as Alice in Wonderland characters.
Disney bound, yes. I thought you were going to say we should all dress up.
No. We Disney bound as Alice in Wonderland characters and all ride the tea party together.
That'd be fun.
I know. Yeah, I know Charlotte and Ed love
we know where
the tea party. So we can get some great photos on there. Yeah, you could be Alice.
Yay.
I'll be the Hatter.
That's super.
Well, cool.
I'll be Cheshire.
So now one of the things I've thought about and I've actually started experimenting with, and I'm sure everybody with an iPhone and with the smartphones have tried this, you have the option now to take that 360-degree picture. And there are a couple places in the parks. Now, we said we weren't really going to talk about the partners as far as a picture location for tonight. However, when you do a 360-degree picture, that is a good location that I've found. I've done really well there. Also, in Tomorrowland, at night, it turned out very, very well. So it's just something you experiment with all this new technology coming out. I use this other app called PhotoSynth that does the same type of 360-degree photograph, and it works a little bit better than the iPhone app, in my opinion. And then basically it just saves it on your phone, and you download it as a normal picture. Very, very cool stuff.
My favorite thing with that now is that how they appear, panoramics even, and the 360 photos on Facebook. Like if you upload, if you're on the desktop site and somebody has uploaded, I can't tell you how many people are still like, how did you do this? If you upload a panoramic shot from your phone, it turns into like a... natively on Facebook, it turns into one of those kind of like a virtual tour. So if you take a 360 shot while you're standing on Main Street, I will love you forever because I'll feel like I'm standing there. And it's amazing. I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll be experimenting a little bit more with that this trip. They also have the VR glasses now.
I was about to say, I have the Samsung ones.
Right. I just bought a pair for $4 for my iPhone. Now, I tell you what, I was very shocked in that you don't plug these things into your phone. You literally just put the phone in it and you look at the
cool.
two screens. So there's just the optical illusion going on, like the ViewMaster, which is fine. But I could see actually doing some type of VR thing on that to walking around the parks would be cool.
Yep.
Now, I have to say, because I'm kind of ignorant like on these things, tech in general I'm usually pretty up on, but I've kind of avoided those, not intentionally, but... Do you stick the phone in them on all of them or just the $4 ones?
No, mine.
I don't know.
I have the actual Samsung the Samsung Gear virtual reality, and basically, but mine actually plugs into the bottom of my phone so it docks to the phone and it interacts with its own software.
Does it have screens in the glasses?
It has. No.
Or are you looking at your phone?
It's two magnifying glasses basically that. Two spots on the phone, and that's what you're looking at. But all the controls and stuff are on the. I can adjust my volume. There's a little swipe, some
right.
buttons and stuff, and on the side of the glasses of the, you know, the virtual reality glasses.
That's super fun. I didn't mean to take us on a tangent, but let's be honest. Like that is where everything is going. Right? There's going to be Disney
sure.
Parks blog things where you get to ride rides and whatever. So very cool. I can't wait to see more of that.
There's a Universal ride on the Samsung one.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I was going to say, right now we live through our YouTube videos mm-hmm. and other people's YouTube videos of the parks. Now imagine you put on your VR glasses. Now, actually, as I'm saying that, though, didn't we have this VR burst about 20 years ago,
yeah.
25 years ago, when they were going to do everything
I'm not
VR?
Yeah,
I don't think
the technology was there yet, though. I think the
right.
technology's come so far. And now, So the Samsung VR glasses I have are made by Oculus.
And that's what I've heard, yeah.
So to buy Oculus, the actual like the actual virtual reality goggles, it's like $1,500. So mm-hmm. Oculus went in with Samsung and decided to make one that uses the phone as the monitor. The only thing I will tell you is that I find when I am using it, my phone tends to... You can't go for very long because the phone will start to get hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
processing. Not a good thing.
It's processing a lot of information at one time, you know?
Right. Okay, guys. Well, we've talked about a lot of great locations to take some really kind of good photographs at Disney World, some kind of unique type photographs. One last thing I'm going to add, and I'm going to hit everybody else for one last thing. And one thing I just want to remind everybody is taking pictures at night, if you're not moving, is not hard to do. And anything at Disney World in Magic Kingdom, specifically at night with all the lights lit up, is just a whole new experience. Just taking a picture of the walkway in Adventureland at night was, it just came out so good because you've got all the lights hooded up and everything's all jungle-like and it's got a little bit of a mist going and it just looks so, so cool. So take those pictures at night. Give it a try. You never know what you're going to get.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. A lot of people don't think about this when they're getting into the rides. I have my camera out every time I'm in a ride. It doesn't matter if it's Everest or Dumbo. My camera is out. I am taking pictures. I'm actually very comfortable with my camera holding it. I have a good strap. I don't have any problem riding it or holding it in a roller coaster. I think maybe Test Track is the only thing I put my camera away for. But if you're getting on a ride and you have kids or someone that you want to take a picture of, get in front of them, and then you can kind of turn around every so often. Like Dumbo, get in the cart in front of them, and then you can turn to take pictures of your kids when they are in complete joy and abandon as they're going around. And then you have castles in the background and the lights of Dumbo. Those turn out to be some of the best pictures. So just think about it as you're getting on the ride. And I've done it. I've even done it on the new Seven Dwarfs. I'm able to turn around just enough to get a picture of my girls as we come over that hill, and they're smiling and they're laughing, and it just makes me so happy. So
I'm going to piggyback. Absolutely. I'll piggyback that with parades because Kyle knows, he's learned now, which way is the parade coming, and therefore Jennifer has to sit first, you know, where the floats would cross first so that I can turn and get their faces. And there's some still parade floats in the background, but I don't need pictures of the floats as they come on. I want pictures of my kids just beaming as they,
exactly,
you know, wave at their favorite character. So excellent tip.
All right, guys, so that is it for show 151 tonight. Thank you so much for joining us, for all of the Disney Nerds podcast team. This is Charlotte, and have a great evening. Jimmy, how can people get in touch with the Disney Nerds?
Well, they can email us at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. Check us out on Facebook, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group on Facebook, Disney Nerds, in all caps. Instagram at the Disney Nerds Podcast and on Twitter at the Disney Nerds. We'd love to hear and see some of your favorite pictures.
Absolutely. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yes, share with us. Please do. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us. And have a great night, guys.
See ya.
Keep on swimming.
So sorry.
Guarini.
She forgot her line.
I was waiting for you guys.
Kongaloosh.
Bye-bye.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token.